Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for October 13th, 2021. Today, we're going to be playing an interesting little game that I have actually never heard of or played before. I obviously know what the source material is, you can see it there in your title. We're playing The Pioneer Trail. Now, it sounds very similar to something else, and that's okay. Sometimes you make a game and you want to make a spiritual successor to something, but you don't want to get tangled up in legal issues, and sometimes, you know, we want to avoid that. So The Pioneer Trail, as we're calling it today, does that very well, I believe. Now, this is something that I have not played. When I saw it on the list, I was very excited. I have always enjoyed a very, very similarly named game, and you never really got to play it as a kid, because for those who are watching this that don't know, I am totally blind, so I have not played a lot of the classic computer games. I've certainly watched my friends play them to a certain extent, but I have never gotten to experience them myself. So this is going to be kind of a fun one for me. So I just need to grab... You know, for whatever reason, sorry, you guys, I had the page up that had the description, and it is not in front of me. So please give me just a moment to grab it. And let's see here. Let's see here. Okay. So while I am getting this up, I will tell you guys that we are available on social media. We are Poptail Social on Twitter. We are Poptail on Facebook. You can find us there. Learn about the cool stuff that we are doing. And there we go. Normally, I can just Google this stuff and it pops right up. Here we go. So, Pioneer Trail. It's March 1847. You've got just $700 left. You need to travel by covered wagon with your family from Independence, Missouri to Oregon City before January 1st to claim your 650 free acres of land. How will you spend your money? Lots of animals and few supplies. Fast but risky. Just a couple oxen, but tons of supplies. Safe and slow. Will you make it before the winter blizzards? You better buy a lot of bullets. Wild animals, bandits, and hostile tribes of native peoples not exactly thrilled with your violation of their ancestral lands. Over 65,000 pioneers died on the Oregon Trail. Try not to be one of them. All right, so then we have how to play. So we're not going to read all that stuff. So, this is clearly the Oregon Trail, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I like the Oregon Trail. I thought it was a classic game. So I am looking forward to playing this. Now, I don't know, for those that are really intimately familiar with the original product, I don't know how this is going to differ. But I am very excited. So how about we dive straight into this thing? So we're going to make sure that the mixer, and it is good, channel 8, which is where the echo lives, is good. So like everything, we invoke the wake word, which is Ziggy, open Pioneer Trail.
Okay, here's Pioneer Trail. Welcome to Pioneer Trail.
Oh, no.
Yes or no? Would you like to hear the introduction?
Yes. Oh, we have a whole... I love this.
Bali presents The Pioneer Trail.
Oh, it's Bali. I like Bali. I'll talk about them at some point.
The year is 1847. Gold has yet to be discovered in California. The telegraph has just been invented, and the Transcontinental Railroad is over 20 years away. Much of what will become the United States is still vast, unorganized territory stretching from the Mississippi to the Pacific Ocean. Native peoples inhabit and defend their ancestral lands, some of them friendly, some of them not. The great cities of the Northeast are starting to boom with the Industrial Revolution, and vast fortunes are being made. But not by you. With your meager income as a sharecropper, your wife's income as a seamstress, and two kids working in the mill, your family is still barely making ends meet. And now you've got a fifth mouth to feed.
Uh-oh.
With your last $900 saved up, you and your wife have decided to strike out with other pioneers for Oregon. 640 acres of free land have been promised to every married couple arriving in Oregon Territory before December 1st, 1850.
That's a lot of acreage, man.
Go west, young Americans, and grow up with the country. Horace Greeley, 1833.
All right.
It's March 1847. You and your family join a wagon train with other settler families. You have just $700 left. You need to reach Oregon before January 1st or you'll die in a blizzard.
Ooh.
The more you spend on oxen, the faster you can travel. You can spend $200 to $700 on your oxen team. How much do you want to spend on your oxen team?
350. Right.
You have purchased 4 oxen. You can hunt for food or buy more food at Fort Solania Journey. You can spend $0 to $350 on food. How much do you want to spend on food?
$100.
You pack 100 pounds of food into your wagon.
Ooh.
You'll need ammo to hunt for food and defend your family. Each dollar will buy you 50 bullets. You can spend $0 to $250 on ammo. How much do you want to spend on ammo?
$125. Excuse me.
You now have 6,250 bullets.
Oh my gosh.
Use them wisely. Your family will need clothing for the mountains and cold weather ahead. You can spend $0 to $125 on clothing. How much do you want to spend on clothing?
$125. And that's it.
You now have 125 pieces of clothing. Let's hope they last into winter. I'm sorry, you have no money to spend. Best get back on the road.
Uh-oh.
After all your purchases, you now have $0 left to spend at Fort Solania Journey.
That's fine.
Good luck. Just say stats at any time to hear how much you are carrying.
All right, so we got five members of our party.
March 29th. The wagon train is off to a slow start. You have 1,983 miles to go.
Ooh.
You have 100 pounds of food, 6,250 bullets, and $0 left. There's a fort in the distance. But you don't have enough money to buy supplies. You decide to ignore the forts from now on. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Continue. I got plenty of food. We're going to just try to plod as much as we can.
The better your family eats, the less likely they are to get sick. Will you be eating crackers, stew, or steaks?
Stew. Crackers.
Crackers.
Scouts report no riders ahead. The coast is clear. 2 weeks have passed.
All right.
April 12th. You have 1,751 miles to go. You have 82 pounds of food, 6,250 bullets, and $0 left. You're on a trail, out in the wilderness. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Continue.
The better your family eats, the less likely they are to get sick. Will you be eating crackers, stew, or steaks?
Stew.
Scouts report no riders ahead.
All right.
The coast is clear. April 26th.
Shouldn't we have to ford a river?
You have 1,521 miles to go. You have 64 pounds of food and 6,250 bullets left.
I should hunt.
You're on a trail, out in the wilderness. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Hunting.
Right between the eyes. You got a big one. Full bellies tonight. You got 37 pounds of meat. Your accuracy is improving. You lost 44 miles while hunting. Will you be eating crackers, stew, or steaks?
Stew. Oh.
Riders ahead. They look aggressive. Choose your tactics. You can say, run, attack, circle wagons, or continue.
Circle wagons.
They attacked. Your gun misfired and you accidentally shot yourself in the leg.
Oh.
You'll need to find a doctor immediately. The fight took an entire day. Some items were lost in the pandemonium.
Are you kidding me?
Yes or no, would you like to check your supplies?
Yes.
You're down to 83 pounds of food, 122 pieces of clothing, 0 pounds of supplies, and 5,855 bullets.
Oh man, I didn't get any
supplies. Some animals were lost. You've got just 3 oxen.
Oh, jeez. Uh-oh.
There was a fire in your wagon. Food and supplies destroyed. Yes or no, would you like to check your supplies?
No.
You've got just 3 oxen.
Boy, this is not good, you guys. This is not good.
May 10th. You stop at a ramshackle, dirty settlement. The locals show you to the so-called doctor's cabin. You don't have $20 to pay the doctor. Yes or no, will you give the doctor one of your oxen to pay for your treatment?
Yes.
You're down to 2 oxen.
Well, that's
my God.
Gross.
You're cured. You have 1,368 miles to go. You have 43 pounds of food and 5,455 bullets
left. I should
left.
Not have bought so many bullets.
You're on a trail, out in the wilderness. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Hunting.
Nice shooting. Right on target. Good eating tonight? You got 22 pounds of meat. Your accuracy is improving. Will you be eating crackers, stew, or steaks?
Stew.
May 24th. You have 1,214 miles to go.
Make it.
You have 47 pounds of food and 5,392 bullets left.
Planned.
You're on a trail, out in the wilderness. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Hunting.
You missed, and your dinner got away.
Oh, jeez.
Will you be eating crackers, stew, or steaks?
Stew. Oh no, is it wolves?
Rugged mountains, the steep, rocky trails are extremely difficult. The going gets slow. Luckily, there was no snow for 2 weeks.
Oh good.
June 7th. You have 1,121 miles to go. You have 29 pounds of food and 5,341 bullets left. You're on a trail, out in the wilderness. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Hunting. No!
You missed, and your dinner got away. Will you be eating crackers, stew, or steaks?
Crackers. Dude, we're almost out of food. Yeah, I know.
Yes or no, is your family ready for a little hope?
Yes.
You have cleared the South Pass of the Rocky Mountains. June 21st.
Uh-oh.
You'd better do some hunting or buy food and soon. Only 16 pounds of food left. You have 1,034 miles to go. Yes or no, is your family ready for some great news for a change?
Yes.
Congratulations. You are halfway to Oregon.
Ooh.
You have 16 pounds of food and 5,273 bullets left. You're on a narrow trail in the mountains. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Hunting. Please. No! No!
You missed, and your dinner got away.
Do we are
Will
out
you be
of
eating
food.
Crackers, stew, or steaks?
Crackers. We are, like, so out of food. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Your wagon breaks down. You spend several days fixing the wagon. Yes or no, would you like to check your supplies?
No. Because I'm out of supplies. I don't... This is not good.
Some animals were lost.
Oh no.
You're down to one ox.
Oh no. It's all going wrong.
July 5th. You'd better do some hunting or buy food and soon. Only 3 pounds of food left.
Oh jeez.
You have 965 miles to go. You have 3 pounds of food and 5,230 bullets left. You're on a narrow trail in the mountains. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Hunting. Oh!
Oh, shoot!
Oh, no.
Damn it.
A disappointing hunt. Mostly skin and gristle, but better than nothing. You got 12 pounds of meat.
Okay.
Your accuracy is improving. Will you be eating crackers, stew, or steaks?
Crackers. This is going to be the risk of our food gone.
Dang-gone it!
You got lost in the mountains. You lose valuable time trying to find the trail. Yes or no, would you like to check your supplies?
No. I think we're toast. We're toast.
July 19th. You have 881 miles to go. You have 2 pounds of food and 5,152 bullets left. You're on a narrow trail in the mountains. Do you want to go hunting, or continue?
Hunting. I need a good roll. No. No.
You missed, and your dinner got away. You ran out of food and starved to death.
That was it.
Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord bless him and keep him. The Lord may...
You are buried in an unmarked grave. Hopefully, the wolves won't dig your corpse up and eat it. Yes or no, would you like to try again?
No.
Did you know? Over a 25-year span, up to 65,000 men, women, and children died along overland emigrant trails. If evenly spaced along the length of the Oregon Trail, there would be a grave every 50 yards from Missouri to Oregon City. If you want to try again, just say to your Echo, open Pioneer Trail.
So that is Pioneer Trail, and I have to say, that is pretty fun. I made some very bad decisions, which I think ultimately came back to bite me. One of the things that I don't like is how it's based on random numbers. So in the normal game, you would actually be able to hunt based on your skill, and you would be able to aim and fire. I would like to see that turned into a game that would actually allow you to use some sort of skill to hunt. Ultimately, missing items is what got me. But Pioneer Trail, pretty fun. I would definitely check it out. I would highly recommend it if you enjoy stuff like that. I think it's really well done. And Bali makes really good games. So they've actually made quite a few other games that I hope we'll get to check out soon. Price Tag is fun. I believe they did Song Quiz, which I can't do because of music and copyright and stuff. But Song Quiz is cool. So they made a lot of neat stuff, and we will definitely have to play some of their games on here. But Pioneer Trail is a fun game. So if you can think of other games that we should play or have made games and want them reviewed on Poptail Weekly, we'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment here on this video or drop us a message on our social channels, Poptail Social on Twitter. We are Poptail on Facebook. It's P-O-P-T-A-L-E. Also, in the description of this video, you can find a link to a playlist that has oodles and oodles of other episodes of this series. So if you're looking for some other games to play and you want to see how this series is kind of like maturing and getting better, check those videos out. There are a lot of games up there, and I will continue to do these every week. So I will see you guys back here next week for another fun game. I don't know what we're doing yet. I tend to pick them a little later in the week, but make sure that you follow us on our social accounts to find out what we're doing. And I will see you guys next week. So until next time, goodbye and good night. Thanks for watching Poptail Weekly, everyone.